Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Got an interesting show today, because we got a lot to talk about with respect to the bank failures, January 6th, and all the other scandals that are out there that the Democrats have definitely done some dirty on, okay? But I want to put it into a perspective that I think will make this a best-of show for a long time. And it has to do with concepts and things that we believed as youth that we now know is just silly. And I've told this story before on the radio, on this very show, and I talk about it every now and then, but to make a bigger point. So as an example, I used to think when I was a kid, I don't know if you remember hearing this, but step on a crack, you break your mama's back. And I would, as a kid, when I would walk on the sidewalks, I would walk in the middle of the sidewalk. I would avoid the cracks. And occasionally, you step on something. There's no way you can't step on a crack. Maybe the cement is so broken, you got to step on a crack. If that was the case, I would try to go around it, or I would do any. I would go on the curb. I would do all kinds of weird stuff because somebody told me, step on a crack, you break your mama's back. And the last thing I wanted to do was break my mama's back. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Now, my wife was telling me this. She said, when we got married, well, when we met, I put some eggshells in the disposal, you know, the little grinder thing that gets rid of food, the food waste disposal. She goes, don't put those in there. And I went, why? She goes, you just can't. You can't put those in there. And I went, okay, but just tell me why. Well, my dad, he wouldn't allow us to put those in there. And I go, so? You're an adult. And trust me, that grinder can grind up eggshell. If you can crack it by just tapping it on the countertop and then put the shell away, you know. And she had been throwing away eggshells in the trash can for a long time. Now, she would throw any other food down the disposal except eggshells because her dad said, don't throw away eggshells down there because what? Ask yourself a very simple question. Why? And when I did, it was funny. And she will tell you this. She was like, you're right. It makes no sense. And I go, I get it. And that was one of the times when I realized, you know, and I came to kind of what the conclusion of what we're going to talk about today, which is we get these worms in our head planted by our parents or planted by somebody, planted by academia, planted by the government, and you just believe it. I'll give you an example. Should you wake a sleepwalker? If you answered no, you'd be wrong. And ask yourself a very simple question. If you were sleepwalking and you were about to walk into traffic, would you want somebody to wake you? If you were about to walk off of a cliff, walk into a rattlesnake, you know, or walk somewhere where you could trip and break your neck, would you want someone to wake you? Of course you would. It makes common sense to say, wake a sleepwalker. Oh no, you wake a sleepwalker, you could wake them up from a... You wake up from dreams and from nightmares screaming yourself, something wakes you up. Oh, but they could fight you and do something else. Well, I'd rather they fight you than go do something crazy, like my roommate in high school who rang our drill instructor's doorbell at 2 o'clock in the morning in military school. That was not fun. Have Gunny Martin standing there at 6'6" in his skivvies going, Turd, what the hell are you doing waking me up? That's another story for another day. You heard the term blind as a bat? Oh, me, blind as a bat. Did you grow up thinking bats were blind and they, all it was is they flew with radar, they don't use their sight for anything? Why do they have eyes? Why do bats, if bats were blind, they wouldn't have eyes. You know there's animals that do not have an eye? Then they are blind? Well, it ain't bats. Bats have eyes and they can see. It's like the matador with the red the cape. They say, well, bulls see red. No, they don't. Bovines do not see color. They see the waving of the flag. What's the world's tallest mountain? Did you guess Mount Everest? Well, guess what? You're wrong. I know. Go look it up. Don't believe me. I'm going to tell you things you don't need to believe me. Touching a toe, it causes warts, right? No, it doesn't. Sugar makes kids hyper, right? Actually, being kids makes kids hyper. It's not sugar. Don't believe me? Look it up. Were you told, don't swim an hour after you eat? You know what science says today? Has zero impact on you. Why should you not be able to swim an hour after?
Well, you'll get bloated and you'll explode in the water.
Complete nonsense. Now I want to translate that into politics. You know, how do we get here, right? Do you believe that the FBI is an honorable organization, but you no longer believe that? Do you believe that higher education no longer expands your mind, but actually indoctrinates you? Do you believe that government is now corrupt and is no longer about the greater good? In other words, you evolved. If you believe any of those things, you've evolved. You said, you know what? I used to believe this. I no longer believe it. I can give you, some iconic characters from our childhood. Like what happens on December 25th. And I'm doing Penn and Teller. I'm not going to give you the answer, but you know what I'm talking about? What happens every year right around the spring solstice? When we create this little character for the children and we have our little organized hunt for these objects that now cost a lot of money. You know what I'm talking about? We're taught to believe in something and we have an innocence around it. And your parents did this. Your parents said, hey, I'm going to make it. I want your world to be Pollyanna. The closest to utopia that you have is if you have parents that love and care about you and they bring you up in an area where they, I hate to put it this way, but they build an imaginary world for you. I'm not going to call them liars, but they build an imaginary world for you. Have you ever watched your kid become sentient about something that you've told them, like an Elf on the Shelf? I know this. I remember talking to my youngest son and he was suspicious. Dad, this is a little suspicious, this whole Christmas thing. And he started to question it, and I've kept wanting to just say, look, okay, we've been lying to you, boy. But his mom would have killed me. So we just let it go. But when he finally got it and came to the realization, now we had to have a different kind of talk because he needed to believe in his parents and understand why we did that.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Precious Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How do we end up believing the unbelievable? That's kind of what we're working on today, because I want to get into some of the things that we've been told by the government that we now know to be blatant lies, and the evolution of that. And as I mentioned in the first segment, your parents create this bubble, this utopia for you. If they're good parents, they're looking to do things. They need to condition you little by little to start to come into your own on what your belief system needs to be. And they start out with a little bit of subterfuge. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So they have to give you a little bit of subterfuge. They're like, okay, well, here's what this represents. And you believe that there's a being that can run around the world bringing joy to little girls and boys and dropping off Christmas presents and things like this, and you're taught that. And it's a great little fantasy. And at some point, It's a different for everybody. You realize, wait a minute. I remember working out the math and going, that's impossible. I remember this as a kid. I wasn't old either. I wasn't like 13 and figuring it out. I was like 10 going, I'm doing the math here. Look at the number of households are all in America. I mean, I was total nerd on it. But I remember coming to the conclusion that despite everything that people were telling me, y'all were lying. And I remember going, it's okay, though. I get it. Because it created this thing that I needed to understand, that some people believe in absolute goodness and the same concept of absolute evil. Let me ask you, do you want to teach your kids about the devil at 8 years old and, you know, all the things that can happen in this world that are so cruel and uncomfortable? Or do you wait and sort of let them gradually find out all these different things that can happen? The same. So what we do is we teach, and I can only think of it as a continuum. We teach absolute good early on, and then we finally have to come to the realization over time as you gain more knowledge about what's going on in your world. You go, yep, just like there was absolute good. When my parents got rid of me and dumped me into the world, I have to realize there's absolute bad. Like I said, we believe the unbelievable for a long time. It's like magic. All these things that we believed in were magical. But at least with magic, you know it's a trick. And I was thinking about it from that perspective that maybe that's how we have to view politics going forward. So back to the question of why do we fall for the lie? We're conditioned for it. Growing up, I can tell you that I was conditioned to be a Democrat. I never was. I hasten to add, I never was a Democrat. And in fact, I talk about it in my comedy routine that I was never a Democrat, which makes me a very special black person. And as I like to tell people, I was never that stupid. But I was never a Democrat. But I grew up in a Democrat household, and we had Jesus, we had Martin Luther King, and we had John F. Kennedy on our walls. And I can tell you, in practically every household that I visited, in my family, those are the three pictures on the wall. And occasionally, I'd see an LBJ. I want you to understand, black folks were worshiping a racist by putting his picture in our homes. A guy who hated black people. That's how brainwashed we became. But we were, for us, our Christmas, if you will, was the Democratic Party, and we believed that the government had our best interest in mind. I'll ask you, do you think the government has your best interest in mind? I gave some questions earlier. Do you think that the government really wants to educate our kids? Do you believe that the FBI really wants to get to the root of things and isn't in collusion today with the Democratic Party to do whatever that party wants to do? Name me the thing that you believe in. Do you believe in the CDC? Do you believe that the CDC has your best interest in mind when it comes to your health? Do you believe that the NIH, led by that fraud Dr. Fauci, had your best interest in mind when he was lying about Wu flu? Think about let's take it to Christmas and ask ourselves this question. Why did the government not tell us that Wu flu originated in China, Wuhan, China, when everything we knew about it? Why did our government not tell us that they were funding gain of function? I mean, lied to us, lied to Congress, lied to the public, everybody. I mean, to the press. Yeah, I did not fund gain of function. Yeah, you did. Here it is. We got the information. We got the emails. Why did they pay so-called experts to tell us the lies, to spread the lie? Oh, no, it could have happened naturally when they all originally said, no, this is dang near impossible to have happened naturally. This is lab-born. And then when it gets here, don't talk about it as far as China. You know, don't be blaming China. Well, yeah, China was right. Don't blame us when you're the ones funding our research. Isn't this a joint project? They were right to tell us that. But it did originate there. And then what about all the lies that they told us about? Well, don't take hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin because we've got some trillion-dollar debt we want to create for you with these vaccines that aren't really vaccines. They're going to alter your DNA. And, oh, sorry to tell you, they're going to do worse for you than letting you get the virus and just fight it off with natural immunity. And even to this day, the government is lying. It's not even. It's kabuki theater because they're lying about everything and they continue to lie. Oh, we may have to go back down to lockdowns and masks, which we know don't work. That's where we are. And that's just one lie. One lie. I'd ask you, do you think the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, all of them colluding together to say, well, we've approved the vaccine, the FDA. How can you approve a vaccine that's killing people that if it was killing them in one-tenth of what you were doing, you would take it off the market? Other than you did the emergency use authorization or whatever. You would have taken that medicine, that you would have taken that poison off the market, but you're still pushing it, still pushing the vaccines. We know now with 100% certainty that it would not prevent you. And I'm just using this as an example, folks. He's on his vaccine tirade, but I am. But it doesn't work. It won't prevent it, and it doesn't prevent you from getting it, doesn't prevent you from spreading it, and you're just as likely to be hospitalized or die as if you just did natural immunity. How are we still investing in this? Magic. Now, let's go back to conditioning. Who's conditioned us? Your parents, sadly, did the job of the government by saying, hey, believe in this. It's going to be for your greater good. You know, you're having this Pollyanna view of life is going to benefit you in the long run. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Send more drones to the Black Sea and bring U.S. fighters along. That's the message from Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who says Russia's intercept of a U.S. drone on Monday is a direct test to see how President Biden responds. More evidence of a tight labor market. The Labor Department says about 20,000 fewer of us filed for unemployment insurance last week compared to the week before. General Motors says it's shutting down its Bowling Green, Kentucky plant that makes Chevy Corvettes because of a lack of some parts. A GM plant in Mexico that makes trucks is due to reopen on Monday after a two-week supply-related closing. The rain's over for the moment in California, but the danger remains. Part of a hillside in San Clemente collapsed, leaving four buildings uninhabitable. Forecasters say another atmospheric river will hit the Golden State early next week. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Another thing that was extraordinary is the sudden authority that we were willing to grant to these corporations that had been like the baddies up until 20 minutes before.
Exactly.
We know what Pfizer had done. We know they're out of court settlements.
Yeah.
We know what Johnson & Johnson had done with the alleged carcinogens in baby powder. I mean, stories that sound like they're out of a Bill Hicks joke,
but actually
happening in reality. I heard this thing that that guy, Pavlov of the dogs, you know, mm-hmm. like he did other experimentation, the results of which were that 20% of people are highly susceptible to hypnosis and similarly highly susceptible to placebos. Like 20% of people, if you give them placebos, it will be effective under the right conditions or whatever, and the same with hypnosis. And 20% of people will not be hypnotized and will not respond to placebos. The middle 60% is where propaganda operates. How many of that middle 60% can you persuade? And I was just astonished that authoritarianism could suddenly be repackaged in this manner. That authoritarianism could tell you that war is a good thing. The authoritarianism can tell you that big pharma is a good thing. That being locked in your home is a good thing. And those are all the pieces of evidence sort of fell away from it. Oh no, natural immunity is effective. Oh no, there are adverse events. Oh, there are cases of myocarditis. Oh no, there are like every single bit of masks aren't working. All of it just started to fall apart, and somehow they're expecting the eligibility of their authority to have maintained in spite of the edifice cracking open.
And it's so convenient that of all the remedies, that only the ones that are controlled by pharmaceutical companies are the ones that get highlighted. And one of the best pieces of evidence for that is vitamin D. Mm-hmm. And there was a recent study, see if you can find this, there was a recent study that estimated somewhere in the range of 70% of all hospitalizations and deaths from COVID could have been prevented with vitamin D.
I replayed that clip. We played it the other day. That was Russell Brand on Joe Rogan's show. And he made a comment, war is a good thing. And I will tell you, I remember growing up. Well, by the way, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it. We're talking about misinformation. And I'm making a bigger point. Now, there's some big stories out there. The Hunter Biden, those guys, they're closing in on these guys. They've subpoenaed his bank records. I wanted to talk about that. We're going to talk about January 6th today. But I am going to do a show probably tomorrow on the Bidens and the subpoenaing of the records and what that falls. But I want to set the backdrop for this of what we've been taught to believe. And I remember making a statement saying, look, if our government decides that it is time for us to go to war, I have to believe they have our best interest in mind. I remember saying that. Because we have to make the decision, as a father of four boys. I mean, thank God forbid any of them would ever have to go to war. Some of them are about to time out on it, so to speak. But my youngest kid is 16 years old. He could have to go to war. Would I want to send him to war over a cause that Joe Biden got us into? The answer is heck no. There is nothing that Joe Biden has done that makes me believe that he has the best interests of America. He has the best interests of the Chinese. That I can prove. And do you know there are people out there who still are waiting to have their bubbles burst? So anyway, Russell, what's his face? He says, well, Big Pharma, we're taught that Big Pharma is a good thing. We are. I believe that medicine, I mean, I've used medicine. I know that aspirin can stop body aches and, you know, Tylenol does this and ibuprofen does that and amoxicillin and penicillins and all that. They do what they're supposed to do. But I will tell you this, I no longer trust Big Pharma. I don't trust these spiked protein mRNA medicines they're going to be trying to put into our bodies and this new nanotechnology that can do certain things. I don't trust the government with artificial. Look, I saw Total Recall where they redid the, was it not Total Recall, the Running Man, where they redid the video of Arnold Schwarzenegger and made it look like he killed all the people as opposed to saying, I'm not going to shoot him. The film was made 30 years ago. And it's still applicable today. They can fake stuff. ChatGPT and AI is going to allow the government to do whatever it wants to do to you and make it believable. And you want me to trust them? And oh, here's another goodie. Whistleblower. Does that conjure up good or bad for you? Because if you say bad, you're probably more correct. Whistleblowers are good. They're the people who tell us they're not telling you the truth. I watched where they dumped the covalent hexachrome, right? I watched where they spiked the tobacco. I watched where they lied about this product. I watched where they covered up the death of people that took this, you know, batch of medicines or whatever. Whistleblowers are supposed to be good. For the government, whistleblowers are bad, unless, of course, the whistleblower suits their narrative. Then they're good. How do we come to this? This is what we should be asking ourselves. How do we come to where we can't sell the obvious? The government is dealing with magic. They're telling you this is the case when you know it's a magic show, but you're still believing the magic. And you know what we're doing? We're saying what our tricks are not magic. There are no tricks. Hunter Biden is guilty of getting the United States involved with Ukraine, and his daddy is making up for it as President of the United States. In front of your eyes, he's giving this away. Bank failures. You think this is, well, I mean, Kevin, banks fail. If you don't think this stuff is orchestrated, if you don't think these people have already got a plan for how you're going to pay for what they did, you're wrong. You are the stooge. You better get your bubble popped. I already explained the other day how many banks had failed, how much money was lost, and you know what they're doing still? They're trying to persecute Donald Trump over Stormy Daniels, over his tax records, over you name it, it's trivial. The man lost $287 million over 10 years, but at least you can go look at buildings and say, well, he built that building, that golf course, that resort. Whatever he was doing, he has tangible products. Show me something tangible with FTX, SVB, Silvergate. Billions of dollars, $8 billion, $11 billion, roughly $2 billion in losses, and another billion. So add it all up together, $8, $11, $19, $20, $22 billion into the ether, and the Democrats are chasing Trump and accusing him of doing some malfeasance. I mean, are you kidding? Can I add Bernie Madoff to it? Hey, you want some other things to be thinking about while you're contemplating this? I'll give you Harvey Weinstein. I'll give you Jeffrey Epstein. But what do we think? Oh, Hollywood. Oh, everybody wants to get there. It's amazing. When you think Disney, what do you think? What have you been taught to think? When you think of the greater good, when you think of all this other stuff. Look, I'll give you some examples. I used to think growing up that getting a Pulitzer Prize would be amazing.
amazing. I thought if I could ever qualify for a Nobel Prize, it would be amazing. Why haven't I gotten an NAACP Image Award? Do you know that Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Cuomo, there's a list of leftists who cannot sing, have never made a song in their lives. They've got Grammys. Hillary Clinton got a Grammy, and you know what she said? I didn't know people who couldn't sing could get Grammys. No, Democrats, leftists can get Grammys. The New York Times is still holding on and touting their Pulitzer Prize count with a story that has been proven to be a lie. How do you get a Pulitzer Prize and you have a story that is a lie? Please explain that to me. Shouldn't happen. Barack Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize while he was waging three wars. Tell me how he deserved it. A junior senator that gets elected president and is bad at it, and while he's prosecuting three wars, he gets a Nobel Peace Prize. For doing what? But what did you think about the Nobel Peace Prize growing up? What did you think about the Pulitzer? What did you think about the Emmys? The Grammys? Cuomo gets an Emmy. He's not an actor. You know what they gave him the Emmy for? His updates on COVID during the COVID outbreak. And you know what was happening? He was fudging the statistics. He was killing old people, and he got an award. We got to stop believing the hype. We got to stop falling for this magic show where you know the truth, and the Democrats go, "We know you know that we didn't make that elephant disappear." Here's what the Democrats are doing on you. They're pulling a Chris Angel. "We know you know Hunter Biden is guilty. We know you know we stole the election. We know you know that January 6th is a ruse. We know you know that Joe Biden is the big guy. We know you know that Joe Biden caused the bank failures, and all this wokeism that we're teaching is absolute BS," and that's what we're going to get to in just a second. And I want to cover some of this other stuff a little bit, because we're going to have to dive deeper into the Hunter Biden stuff and all that, and we'll do it on another show. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about misinformation, how we've been sort of set up to believe the lie a little bit, but it was always for the greater good, right? So let me ask you this: what is your childhood lie that remains part of your pathology? The thing, you know, something that you were told and you can't seem to get over it. What would make you not follow your common sense? It may take you a little bit of time to think about it and remember it, but I'll give you an example. So I had a friend, her name was Colleen. And we were good friends. I was in the rep business, and she was one of my distributors. And we would get together with our distributors all the time, usually as a group. But one day Colleen said, "Hey, Kev, you got time for lunch?" And I said, "Sure." And I've told this story. It's been years ago. But I just want to explain to you how what I'm talking about impacts you. So we go to lunch, and she chose a place that we normally wouldn't go to because we have these haunts that all the distributors would go to. I go, "That's kind of an unusual choice." She goes, "Oh, well, it's equal distance, whatever." But it really wasn't. It was just kind of like I don't want to be interrupted by people and all that. So we're sitting there having lunch, and she's telling me, this is a girl that has told me, like, I knew relationships he was in. She dated a married guy, this, that, and the other, and always counseled with him and say, you know, this, that, and the other. So, white girl, by the way. So I said, she says to me, "Kevin, you got to have a friend you can, you know, a nice guy. I'm just sick of dating bad guys, blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Well," I'm thinking, I was like, "Well, you know, there's Mark." And I go, "He's, you know, Mark's starting to become successful. By the way, he's a multimillionaire now, but at the time he was struggling. I'd loaned him some money, he got on his feet, and he was starting to do well." And I said, "You know, I got a friend of him, his Mark." And so I started naming off a couple of guys. And I said, "Well, Mark," I go, "well, he's kind of a cross between Eddie Murphy and Dave Chappelle," I think is what I said. And she goes, "Oh, Kevin, I can't date a black guy." And I was blown away. I've known this woman for almost a decade, and I would have never even thought that would come out of her mouth. And when I know the stories about what she's done with men, because she would tell me things she wouldn't tell her girlfriends, because I'd be like, "Wow, Colleen, seriously?" So anyway, she said that, and I went, "What?" And she's like, "Kevin, don't take offense." She goes, "I mean, we're good friends, and it's not a racial thing." She goes, I went, "It is a racial. What are you talking about?" And she goes, I don't know what it." And she goes, "I think it stems back. You ready? From when I was a kid, we lived in an all-white neighborhood, and a black family moved in, and it was so much hell through the neighborhood. People were just like, 'Oh, we got to get them out of here,' and just went crazy. Nice family." She said, "They never did anything. But the reaction of her parents and everybody in the neighborhood stuck with her as a child. Now, black folks never did anything to her. This girl is as cosmopolitan as they get. And I'm telling you, had we not gone to lunch, I would have gone to my grave thinking this girl had no problem dating whomever." Now, look. I can get preferences, and I think that's what she was saying, is I never even considered dating black men because I was so afraid of the ramifications, but it stuck with her. That's what I'm telling you happens. That's the thing that gets stuck in your brain. Black people, the biggest thing I'm asked all the time, and I talk about this in the comedy show, is, you know, "Kevin, why do black people vote Democrat?" I just gave you the answer. That you have people who are so, they've been told that this is what the Democrats do for us, this is what black people do, we vote Democrat, and don't you dare do it. And if you ask yourself what happens when you come out as a Republican, because it's coming out. Gay people think coming out is a big deal. When you come out in your black family as a Republican, shoot, you better be ready. Yeah, thanks. Tune it down. Got it. Yeah, we were a little loud there. Anyway, black people voting Democrat. Perfect example of they've just been conditioned. They've seen what happens when you go against the grain. And the story that I just told to Colleen is the best example of not understanding why you do something, but you just do it. She's ruled out good quality potential men because she's got this thing from youth that's stuck in her brain. And she's never even stopped to ask herself the question. She's just gone on. And look, I'm not telling her, "Look, you need to stop and evaluate. Should I date black men?" You like who you like. But when she's confronted with it directly, because here she is begging, "Kevin, surely there's got to be some." And I go, "Yeah, there's some great guys out there and they're black." "Oh, I can't do that." "Okay, so you're okay dating, you know, white guys that abuse you, take advantage of you, but you're not okay with dating a black guy who might give you the life that you're looking for." Do you understand the level of stupidity that is? Well, do you think that there are people walking around with those kind of biases? Of course. So, you know, that's where we are. Every time you think about, oh, well, I wonder why black people vote for it, it has nothing to do with the common sense of going, you know what, it's funny, the Democrats have never given us anything. We're technically worse off in poverty. Oh, it seems like we have the toys and stuff, but we're worse off. We're worse off because we're not as entrepreneurial as we could be. We don't have, I can tell you what's interesting about it. During the time of Obama, there were less successful black companies probably than in America's history than at any time. Less. More money flowing, less successful. Venerable, iconic black companies were sold to the Chinese. Proline, you probably don't, I mean, you're not going to know some of these companies, but there were these large black companies. They got sold during this period of Obama. We did not form one that I'm aware of, and a friend of mine that worked for Goldman Sachs is the one who told me this. He says, Kevin, we did not form one venture hedge fund, venture capital group, nothing under Obama. You would think we would have feasted under this guy. Black folks got nothing. So I'm just telling you, there all these... The common sense leaves the window, leaves the house. Elvis has left the building. How about that? Leaves the building when you get to this core thing in from your youth that you're going, I don't get it. I don't know why I'm doing this. You're doing it because you watch somebody, a reaction, or the vitriol in which your parents said, you will not vote for those Republicans are this way and they like white people. And you're like, ooh, I don't want to feel the wrath of mama and daddy. So there was that. Now, can you change it? Of course. You want to know why you can change it? Because young kids, young black kids in particular, they no longer have those mamas and daddies. They're just out there living life, and they're getting their information from the streets. But are we out there delivering it? Anyway, Harvard, I mentioned this, Harvard University Kennedy School is going to shutter their DEI program. They're forcing out, Dean Elmendorf is forcing out this misinformation expert named Joan Donovan from her role in his disinformation. Harvard has finally figured out they don't have the money to burn over the nonsense of diversity, inclusion, and equity. Donovan, I'm reading this, was told she has until the summer of 2024 to end the technology and social change project and depart from her role at Harvard Kennedy School. She says she was not a tenure track professor, but she's led the project since its inception in 2019, and serves as the Shorstein Center's research director. So, Harvard Kennedy School is shuttering this stuff. I already talked about companies that are shuttering these things. These are victories. You put all this in the perspective of what Joe Biden tried to do by bringing on this misinformation czar, and it got shot down. But more importantly, you know what's getting shot down? All the misinformation that these people have been feeding us. And in the next hour, I'm going to give you an update on January 6th, because we'll tie it into all the Biden stuff that's going on as well. But I'm going to give you an update on January 6th that blows gaping holes through all the propaganda surrounding January 6th. So, again, misinformation under fire. The real misinformation is under fire. The truth is finally getting out, because the truth has a way. It's penetrating the surface. I don't care if rainwater is on rock, it will find the crevice, and eventually, it'll crack the rock, given the elements. And that's exactly what's happening. So I want people to stay plugged in. Fear not, folks. We're gonna make this happen. I know at times it doesn't seem like we're making progress, but we are.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.